Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Again. Oh, we're too deep in the hula. We were just dance. There was a massive dance party to that song during that song. It was fantastic. It felt very Friday. It felt very good vibes and variety Friday.
Sure was.
Yeah. Some solid hula vibes at one point. I don't know why the hula popped in.
Because of my two new hips, I was showing off.
Oh, is that it? Wow, you have full swivel capability. That's not good. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pelvis is working.
Man, the whole
joint.
Yes. DM that guy. The whole joint replacement thing is there are people who are living their best life because of it. It's a miracle.
At
a lot of people.
Maddie Stout?
Yes.
S-T-A-U-D-T.
The A-U. There. That's
That's what throws everybody.
Yeah. A-U.
D-T.
Ladies.
Yeah.
D as in dog.
Remember when we used to be like, U? Z? No, not Y. U?
Our boy is DTF, though, so give him a call.
That's what I heard. Okay, drag me to brunch, people. Let's do this. This is your first chance today. Not your last one, though. We're doing it all day on the fives, every hour until 5:05. Drag me to brunch. Right now, take the word chill. Chill. C-H-I-L-L. Text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll have a chance at a four-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch on June 28th. It's at the W in San Francisco. Text the word chill now, and you'll also be in the running for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the W and a four-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, which is a prize pack unto itself. It's really amazing. Courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is chill. And 20357 is always our contest line. Put it in your phone as Alice Contest Line, and you'll be able to pull it right up.
Mm-hmm.
If you text that to our regular thing, you have not entered the contest. Okay, I'm going to start with a couple things that are in theaters this weekend. How to Train Your Dragon, the live action slash also tons of CG because there aren't actually dragons version of this. I loved the original movie. And I don't know, was that based on a book? I feel like it might have been. But How to Train Your Dragon trailer, of all the trailers I'm going to mention here are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It stars Mason Thames, maybe it's spelled like the River Thames, as Hiccup, the overlooked son of a Viking chief whose people have been bitter enemies of dragons for generations. Jedd Butler voiced the dad in the animated movie, and he is starring as the dad in this.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be the same voice. Kind of cool. Nick Frost is the village blacksmith, and Tandy Newton's daughter, Nico Parker, plays Astrid. So you might know Mason Thames. From the 2021 horror movie, The Black Phone, which I remember seeing the trailer for that, but I did not see that movie. Bob, who has a movie club, is nodding as though she's seen The Black Phone.
I actually haven't seen it. It's on my list, but it was really well received in the horror community.
In fact, don't they have another Black Phone movie coming
in
up?
In what community? Sure,
the horror.
Oh.
She does love horror. Not as much as time travel movies, but horror. Horror
Careful
movie.
With that one.
It's a horror movie. let's see here. Materialists is out today. This is a romance. It's a rated R. It's a romantic comedy starring Dakota Johnson, which explains why she's been on every talk show in the last couple weeks. As a professional matchmaker who is torn between two men, despite the fact that she's vowed she'll only marry a rich man. Chris Evans is a working-class ex-boyfriend that she reunites with on the same night that she meets Pedro Pascal. Go with Pedro. A rich guy who checks all her boxes. As my mom always says, it's easier, just as easy to fall in love with a rich guy as a poor guy. Kick that Chris Evans guy to the curb and go with Pedro. The Life of Chuck is out today. This is, for me and you, Ben, this is rated R. And it's a sci-fi drama based on a short story from Stephen King that was in the, there was, I think it was called If It Bleeds, which okay. was the short that sort of kicked off the Holly books that happened recently. The Life of Chuck is a sci-fi drama. The movie is told in reverse chronological order, and it's narrated by Nick Offerman. It stars Tom Hiddleston as adult Chuck. It's hard to explain what happens to this thing. Like, the guy is, I don't want to give too much away, but it starts with this guy's done. And then it isn't Benjamin Button style. It's just told in reverse. And it's a cool concept, but it was not my favorite story in that set of stories that just recently came out from Stephen King. Mark Hamill's in it. Jacob Tremblay's in it. Mia Sara from Ferris Bueller's Day Off is the grandmother. The cast also includes Chiwetel Ejiofor from Doctor Strange, Karen Gillan, who plays Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's a pretty star-studded cast.
I believe Stephen King is one of the world's greatest artists. I understand you might sit there and you, what's that?
I'm 100% with you.
The statue someone chipped, like, you know, there are people who can chip away at some stone and, oh, look what they've taken from a block. They've turned it into a person.
It's David.
Whatever.
Right.
Amazing. That's great. I'm not downplaying that guy's, you know, contributions to the world, but Stephen King, among the greatest artists to have ever walked this planet.
I am with you. And I know a lot of people call him like just he's mass produces. But that dude's, I love the way his mind works. He sucks me into a story. I care deeply about the characters. That's all I'm looking for in a book. I want to escape to someplace where I actually care what happens to the people. And he, by the way, cares more about the people now than he did in his early days. He did not give a rat's ass who he killed in his early books. Like, he would just, like, I'm like, that, but that guy was the guy.
And one of the things, if I had to defend that statement, I would say many artists who get a hit find themselves so clenched up that they can't produce anymore, or they find themselves going, I'm believing the hype. How do I look? Here's a guy. And I remember I took a class about writing in college, and the teacher was like, writers write. They never stop writing. That's what writers do.
Right.
And that's what this guy does. He just keeps cranking them out, and he doesn't get all caught up in his legacy or whatever. Like, right. Will this live up? Just keep putting out stuff
out.
And lets everyone
and sometimes
decide.
Sometimes I don't love the book.
Right.
But usually I find a kernel of something I enjoy in there. And he's written a lot about writing. And one of the things, I want to say you were telling me this story, that 11-23-63, I can't remember the date.
11-22-63.
So that book he wrote, he sort of had an idea for it. And then set it aside for like 20 years.
Yep. He couldn't figure out how to make it work and just put it aside and went on to
a million other books.
Right. And then pulled it, like, got it. Mm-hmm. And went, I know what to do now.
I bet he has so many just kernels of stories that are sitting there like, oh, I got an idea for this. And he starts writing it out and then for whatever reason puts it aside. It's in his mind or it isn't. And he goes back to it or he doesn't. But that was, and that's that book was made into a miniseries. It's the reason I got Hulu and kept it.
That book was so good.
So good. And the James Franco miniseries that they did on Hulu, which I'm sure is still there, no matter how you feel about James Franco. He's great in it. It's a really good telling of the story. It's interesting. Yes. Bob.
One more thing about The Life of Chuck. The director, Mike Flanagan, did a few miniseries on Netflix, including The Haunting of Hill House, Midnight Mass, The Fall of the House of Usher, all of which I love.
This
Usher?
Thing is going to be, yeah. I think, it, just casting-wise, it's top-notch. I mean, it feels like, and to hear that, I don't know anything about that guy, but those are like really well received.
Oh, yeah.
Series.
The Haunting of Hill House is one of my favorite things I've ever seen.
Mm.
So what is this called again?
With Halloween coming up, got some good recs for you today.
It's The Life of Chuck. It's rated R. It's in theaters today.
Right.
On your television, you can find NBA. You can find hockey. Today on Max, like if you don't, which by the way, as of next week, I think is going to be back to HBO Max. There's something called Cleaner. That's Daisy Ridley. Rey in the newer Star Wars.
Oh, I
trilogy.
Liked her.
Yeah. So Daisy Ridley is an ex-soldier turned window cleaner trying to save 300 hostages after activists take her building and Clive Owen threatens to kill everyone to send a message to the world. You know what's funny? I feel like I saw this movie already. That's really, it's really, like I just saw something where the person finds out some information because she's going up and down on a building. And she, I don't know. Maybe this is like the streaming premiere of this. And all these trailers are up. There's also something called Echo Valley. This is tonight on Apple TV. It's a thriller starring Julianne Moore and Sydney Sweeney, America's sweetheart, as a mother and daughter bound by a dark secret after Sydney kills her boyfriend and Julianne helps her cover it up. Got to know who you can call to help you bury the body. Sunday on ABC, the series premiere of Underdogs. This is the Ryan Reynolds National Geographic series. It focuses on the outcasts of the animal kingdom. And I have to say, I've watched it. It is charming, whatever you feel about Ryan Reynolds these days. It does look cute. And then Sunday at 10 o'clock on the History Channel, the series premiere of Hazardous History with Henry Winkler. Fonzie,
hey!
In each hour-long episode, he looks back at dangerous pastimes, practices, or products of the past that would never be allowed today. Like in the little trailer, there's a thing where he's got like a, there's like a Christmas display on the table in front of him, and there's little flakes of snow drifting down onto it. And he goes, you know, it wasn't that long ago. Asbestos was, this was all asbestos. It was the snow that they used to flock things with. So all those trailers are up. And if you, I know you love Henry Winkler, so there were a few things in there for you.
I was a big Happy Days fan. You're right.
So I have a nail, fingernail story coming up in just a second. And as I looked at the fingernails in question, I thought, well, that's interesting. And I have noticed that. So if you look up here, what we've got is they're bright pink nails, and they have it's called Prince Albert nails, and those are. Those are Megan Fox's hands, and you can see that there are, I seriously doubt that the stud goes all the way through, but on the outsides, it looks like there's a double piercing on the nail itself, and it goes from side to side, kind of like right at the top.
On every finger.
On every finger.
And you think those are just glued on dots?
I think so. I don't really know, though. Maybe they are permanent. I mean, that's her new summer look.
Well, no, I don't mean permanent in that. You
no, permanently affixed to the nail.
Right.
I guess
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for me, but.
And they don't show the back, so it is hard to tell. Yeah. So I went, oh, look at that. They're calling them Prince Albert style, which if you don't know what that is, kids, you're going to have to look it up because I'm not allowed to tell you.
If John wanted to get a Prince Albert, would you be like, yeah, you should go do that?
I don't know.
If Susan wanted to get a Prince Albert piercing,
maybe he already
would you be down?
I'm using context clues to figure out what that is. And I would say no.
Seems, oh, you don't know what it is?
Seems dangerous and unnecessary.
Well, I don't know how. I wouldn't know. I don't have one. I wouldn't get one.
I always
one.
Think that would part the Red Seas.
It
is the only way I can see it. It will split the stream.
It does.
Oh, does it?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. Well, that seems like now you have to sit to
You
pee.
Have to sit that's down, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can Google it, everyone. But so that's what this is in reference to, a Prince Albert. So it's time to play a game.
It's time to play a game. Who is gonna win?
I think it's gonna be Bob.
No one ever really knows, so yeah. Let the game begin.
Woo! So, and I really think this because I know you get your nails done. So I feel like you're gonna know some of these things. I'm gonna give you, it's called Nailed It or Failed It. Real or fake manicure trends. Some of these actually exist. How about this? Coffin nails. Shaped like a tapered square tip with a flat end. Coffin nails.
Is a real thing? Is that what you're asking me?
Is it real
me?
Or
yeah,
is it fake?
I feel like that's what those are right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You are correct. And that is where I got coffin nails from. That is the shape. It's a flat tip. And then I guess that's, so that's where the feet go in the coffin. And then it's wider down at the nail bed, the base of the nail bed. How about this one? Glass shard nails, irregular foil bits layered to look like broken glass on your fingertips. Real or fake? Glass shard nails.
I'll say yeah.
Say the first part again.
Irregular foil bits layered to look like broken glass on your fingers.
Yes.
And Maddie says yes. Bob says yes.
No.
That one's real. How about sushi tips? A luxury sushi-inspired look with raw fish-colored polish and tiny caviar beads. Sushi tips. Real or fake?
No.
No.
Yeah.
That's a no, Bob. Those ones are fake. Although I think they sound kind of cute. How about lipstick nails? Filed diagonally to resemble the slanted tip of a fresh lipstick. Lipstick nails.
I don't think so.
I gotta say no too. I don't really understand what you just said, but I'll also say no.
The nail itself is filed down to the side, so it looks like a fresh lipstick stick with a slant at the top. So it's
Oh, yeah, that's a no.
You say no.
I need some points. I'll say yes.
And you both said no, and Maddie said yes. Maddie is correct.
Mm.
That is real.
Seems like a registered weapon.
It does feel like you'd be able to rake someone's eye out with that. How about this one? Duck feet nails, flared out and wide at the tip. Think webbed feet, but make it glam. I guess that would give you more room to put a design on
there. I'm going to say no.
I hope not.
No.
It's real. Mm. Duck feet, yeah. How about snow globe nails? Clear acrylics filled with liquid and glitter that swirls when you move them around.
Heck yeah. That sounds awesome.
No.
No.
They're real.
Oh.
Current score is Bob with 4, Maddie with 3, Vinny with 2. How about cheese grater cheek? Cheese grater chic. A matte yellow base with silver mesh overlays, edgy and textured. Cheese grater chic nails.
Nah.
No.
Yes.
No, that's a no. Ooh, Maddie and Bob are tied.
Oh, no.
Vinny, you're right behind. Stiletto nails. Sharp, long, pointy, like claws, but for fashion. Stilettos. Give me some stilettos.
Yes.
C,
yes?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, those are real. How about cactus nails? Green nails, 3D spines poking out. Cactus nails. Green with little 3D spikes.
No.
Yeah, I'll say no.
Yes.
They're fake. Maddie is in the lead with 6 points. Vinny and Bob have 5 points apiece. How about, let's go with tooth tips. Shaped like molars and painted like teeth. Sometimes they'll do a gold one too. Tooth tips.
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no is the correct answer. and that's it. I'm not going to do any more of these. But that was fun. I wonder if there were like chicks in the car going, oh yeah, no, those are real. No, that's not real.
So who won the game?
You won the game.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
That was close, though. Woo. Maddie had 7 and Bob and Vinny each had 6. So Maddie will get a point going into whatever the final game is today.
I always find it so interesting when Christina goes, God, I got to get my nails done. And I think, what a strange thing to have been. It's like hits her like lightning. Like she must be looking at them or something and get that feeling like, oh, God. And I just think, what a pain in the ass that must like to have add that to my list.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
It's actually nice to get like in the summer. A lot of times at the beginning of the summer, I'll go get a pedicure. Like right now, I'm kind of letting my toes go a little because I know I'm going to get one before I go on vacation.
Oh, so your toes will look spectacular.
Yeah, you want it to look good.
Okay.
And, you know, because you're going to be walking around in flip-flops and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're tan now.
I'm so tan. It's great.
Pedicure, flip-flops.
Well, I can't get a I can't get a manicure, so I can at least have my toes look good. Megan Fox's new manicure. This is inspired by the French Albert. and
Prince Albert.
That's what I meant to say. What did I say? French Albert?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like a French manicure. I was actually wondering if I can get one of those on my toes. Do they still do those?
Yeah, that's in right now.
Yeah, big, I like that.
It's big. That's what the kids get.
Oh.
But a lot of them are, they're often done with color. I only know them to be the sort of white.
Yeah, so they look like kind of just a really clean, good nail.
Right, but now they'll do it with a red or a blue or another color instead of the white.
Oh, and the white on the top?
No.
They tip it with
the other color. They just do the tips.
Color. I suppose you could do
it's just the tip,
whatever
Sarah.
Color.
Oh, right.
Just the tip, sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I put the pictures of Megan Fox's manicure up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to check that out. And just, you know, to let you know there's some smoke, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. It's not looking good, you guys. They say the relationship is on the rocks. There are tons of rumors from tons of sources. She is pretty bummed about how things have gone for her since her ages. I can't remember. It's like eras, but it isn't. Lifetimes, that's what it is. Her big tour and her whatever it was called. Whatever thing she wanted it to be. And they say that he's been trying to be really supportive of her and kind of be there and be cool about it, but that it's... things are strained.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything.
No.
He's not behind any of the PR mistakes that she's made.
Mm-mm.
Whether that's...
He's a very quiet celebrity.
Leaving pop music to go judge a singing show, which I don't know if she caught crap for that or not. I don't know if that was...
Well, she was the highest paid person they ever got on there. I remember it being like 25 million or 30 million a year, some crazy amount.
Is there a feeling, Bob, like that was one of the big mistakes she's made?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, our boss was, someone I know in the music business said she just needed hits. She doesn't have them. Yep. They're not on that record.
That was it. And then the space thing, like those memes will not go away of like Katy Perry once ate a sandwich. Now she thinks she runs a Subway, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think her style of weird and wacky has just gone out of style over the years.
Yeah, she is cartoony.
And she's starting to feel inauthentic. It's like, why are you still saying stuff like that? Like, what are you talking about?
I got to say she's in the best shape of her life. I'm looking at the
She looks
the hot
great.
Shots.
Absolutely. And I think looks wise, I feel like she's come into her own because for a long time she seemed uncomfortable.
Like a weird plastic product.
Yeah. But I don't know what the heck.
Yeah. I don't know what all is behind this or if someone heard them fighting or something. But now I'm seeing reports all over the place that Katy and Orlando's relationship is on the rocks.
You know what's sad? And this is true for every person in a relationship is that you can experience hard times and it can really make it difficult to, and you hope that your relationship endures whatever it is, whether it's a death of a family member or the death of your music career or whatever.
A horrible illness or something happened to one of your kids. It's, like, you know, there's a lot of challenges you could face.
Clearly, she's been getting it from all directions and it's put her in a place where she doesn't, I don't know. I don't know why that she'd be fighting with him. He's probably standing there going,
I'm here to support you. Yeah,
I'm going to go say some lines that on a piece of paper and then I'm going to, you know, come home and have dinner.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's not enough for her. Maybe she needs him to, you know, hold her up and put her on a pedestal or something. I don't know. Maybe he's not that supportive, but maybe he is. Who knows?
You know, but then there's the old, you know, when you start trying to suggest things to people and they're like, would you
please stop telling me what I should do? You're making it not fun. I'm well aware of that. Yes. You have to have an opinion about everything.
I wasn't referencing you, but
I felt it
deeply. Can imagine that there's certainly in an effort to be supportive, he somehow finds himself making it worse.
It happens. When you're around someone who's in a really negative space, it can come and get you. What you got coming up?
What kind of bees make milk?
Oh, is this a dad joke segment?
What kind of bees make milk?
Do I find out after this?
Boobies.
Oh, boobies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our whole show whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Kick off summer right by going to free concerts every Thursday at Fremont Central Park Performance Pavilion. Fremont Bank is helping sponsor the party tunes, tribute bands, and Bollywood sounds in this unique location with stunning views of Lake Elizabeth and Mission Peak. Grab your lawn chairs, cozy blankets, and favorite snacks because the first show's on June 26th. Oh, it's coming up. I was going to say that as past. It hasn't. June 26th, everyone. It's coming up, 6:30. Go to Fremont.gov for more info. June 26th. Today is Friday the 13th, as you know.
Yes.
So it's still a little ways away. That's fun. I love doing, that's anybody with kids too. They're like, well, what are we going to do? Let's go find something to do.
Fun community gathering.
Mm-hmm. Today is National Blame Someone Else Day.
Oh, I like that.
Don't like that. No, and don't I love do that. That.
It's
don't
just
do,
like, you know, make it. No, that wasn't me. That was this guy.
You His made name's your Vinny. Bed.
It's right over here.
Face it. It's also National Sewing Machine Day.
Oh, is that so?
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I'll sew something today.
Okay.
I've been needing a new purse. Mine's starting to fall apart.
Don't you already have like 100 bags made in a closet somewhere?
I don't have one that, this one is designed to hold my two coffee
mugs.
Oh,
it's custom.
It's custom.
Oh, I see.
Everything I need in all the slots.
What do you call fake spaghetti?
I don't know.
An impasta.
Oh, I love it. That's a great dad joke.
Father's Day this weekend, everyone. Don't forget it.
Oh.
Do not forget. some morning clouds, which still hang over the fine city of San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9. There should be sun later. Highs in the mid-60s up to the 70s, depending on where you're at.
Sounds like we're in a loop.
This will be a big protest weekend.
Yes.
So maybe you want to pack a lunch and head out and be heard, or maybe you want to stay the heck away from the big cities. Opponents of President Donald Trump's administration are set to rally in hundreds of cities this Saturday while he throws a military parade in Washington to celebrate the Army's 250th anniversary.
And
it also coincides with his birthday. Thank you for the assist.
You're welcome.
The No Kings protests are set to take place to counter what organizers are saying is his big birthday party. So that'll be happening all over the place. Be aware. And they're going to certainly happen here in the city of San Francisco, they say.
Yep.
Probably from Gilroy to Santa Rosa and every place in between. So heads up.
It's happening.
Weirdly, yeah. I kind of already gave up on the NHL playoffs because the Oilers got their butts kicked a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
And yet they came back last night and beat the Panthers 5-4. And now the series is tied up at twos. And I don't know if you have it. Do you have it? The big date night that went down?
No. Oh, yes, I do. The Taylor. Okay. And yeah, it was surprising.
The pictures are of Taylor Swift.
And Travis
Kelce. And what's
Kelce.
His bucket sitting next to the great one?
And why not?
Well, I mean, Wayne Gretzky. Imagine that.
He's like, Taylor, Is he Canadian? I don't know if he's Canadian.
Yeah, no, Wayne Gretzky is Canadian. Sorry, yeah, I wasn't sure which one you were talking about.
Two extra seats, if you want to come and join me.
Oh, I'm sure they can go anywhere they want.
No, we could never get into that game. Yes, the great one will come.
I think about him because in sports, there's often nothing but debate. And that's fun. It's fun. No one debates that he's the great one and has been since his 30s or whenever he retired.
Right.
And now he's in his probably 60s.
Yeah.
And he's still the great one.
Yep. Well,
imagine that's who you are.
You don't lose your nickname.
Nope. It's pretty
right
killer.
Breeze.
What?
Did you not hear me? Fabrice?
La, 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 la. You really want trouble today, don't you?
Well, I mean, it's Friday. Let's have some fun.
The top Father's Day gifts we're Googling this year include grills, engraved cutting boards.
Oh.
Do dads want that?
Oh, you know, guys do like a cutting board, I guess.
Watches.
Oh.
The watch has gone away for me in my head because I just want to wear this thing that counts all my steps and tells me what the tide's doing.
A lot of people are doing that.
I'm into it.
The luxury watch, though, is still fully a thing, right? Like that for a sect,
section. I imagine among people with money.
With dough.
Yeah, you wouldn't, if you were putting on a suit, you wouldn't put on your Apple watch. But I don't put on suits, and I also don't have money to throw away
on. Do they have like really posh versions of the Apple Watch, though? Or maybe you can sit the thing into like, you know, a gold and diamond encrusted watch band.
I haven't looked in a while, but I would bet. I think it's a Hermes, whatever it is. There's some more expensive versions of it, but I wouldn't even consider that. I go surf. I want to wear mine when I surf. I want to, you know.
But I want to go to this black tie event, and I still want to count my steps. It's like I didn't even walk around if I don't have that thing on.
I'm not that married.
Close those rings.
But watches are on the list. Dart boards.
Oh, that's fun.
Watch cases. I guess that's where you put all your watch collection.
Yeah.
I've got
Remember
one.
On Ray Donovan? He had one built into his drawer in his closet, and he would open it up and there'd be the whole thing. He'd lift up the glass.
Is that what you do?
Out the one.
I've got a watch. Yeah, a watch
case. How many watches do you have? Do you just have the one watch in there and one sad watch in there?
No, I've got probably
like a Swatch from 1985.
15 or 20.
Oh,
what?
I love watches, yeah.
What's your best, most expensive watch?
Most expensive watch is the Breitling that you see. I wear that all the time.
Show me next time you have it on.
Okay.
And when you find yourself low on funds, do you find yourself hawking
selling
certain
watches?
I've considered, but I don't know. Like I bought that watch because my dad had given me some land and I'd sold it and I had to pay bills with it.
Oh.
But I decided to buy myself one nice thing with it. And that was what I bought. I bought myself a nice watch because I like watches. And I collect like old Bulovas, which aren't real expensive, but like you can take them to Chinatown and get them fixed up. And so I like antique watches a lot.
Oh.
You got a bunch of land gifted to you?
Yeah.
Was it in Virginia?
Let me guess. Is it Best Virginia?
Yeah. And the problem was that the neighbors were crazy.
Oh, why is that a problem?
Wouldn't let, like getting in was, I could have got shot. I mean, they were that like.
Oh. How did you ever sell it?
Do they have police in Best Virginia?
Yeah, but you know, when there's a town near my town called Elk Garden, and it's on top of a mountain.
Elk Garden?
Yeah. Elk Garden is like rough part of town.
It's kind of like Humboldt. You know, in Humboldt, there's like areas where like people are just don't drive on those roads.
Yeah, I watched that one movie on Netflix about the doobie weed business.
That's where that's at. There's a lot of little places like that in West Virginia where people grow weed or they just don't want
strangers.
They're
just policing themselves.
Yeah. Like I remember I went down a road one time, it was the wrong road, and on a big barn it said, "We know who you are, so get the F out." And I'm like, I am turning around and getting out of here. And it was met with a four-wheel with a guy with a shotgun. And I was explained, I was like, just...
I took a wrong turn.
Took a wrong turn.
I didn't mean to be here.
But you didn't just think like, hey, neighbor, I'm Maddie.
I'm on the show.
That's
one of West Virginia's finest.
Yeah. No?
No, this was a long time ago when I was a traffic surveyor.
Oh, but you didn't go meet the new neighbors to try and make peace and be like...
Oh, I did with them, but the guy was he was just a nightmare.
Shoot you. Yeah,
and it was like impossible to do anything with the land, so I sold it to some dude from D.C. who didn't know any better.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Well, he didn't come up and check out the crazies for himself?
Nope.
He just said, yeah, I'll just take your land.
Sight unseen.
Wow.
How many acres?
It's like 20.
Oh.
That's a lot. A
solid patch of West Virginia.
Yeah. And your neighbor's got a hole dug for you.
That guy's probably buried on that land now.
It was like landlocked too. Like you couldn't get in unless you went through their property.
Good
and they
Lord.
Were and even if you did have a right of way, it didn't matter. They were not gonna be free. They wanted
it. Away.
He wanted it. And I'm like, I'm not selling it to you. So I sold it to somebody else.
Oh.
His quote to me was like, I don't want somebody from DC coming up here and buying that land. So I
you
sold
went
it to
found
somebody.
A guy
oh,
from
yes,
DC.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Poor guy from DC.
Yeah.
But whatever, you got a Breitling watch out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was it. That's how we started.
And you ran like hell.
Oh, I wouldn't want to.
No.
I mean, I do have a tendency to think, I'm going to go meet them, shake their hands, look them in the eye and say, hi, neighbor. See how things go. But, you know, then again, I don't know the area and I'd probably
turn tail
end up,
run for the road. Try to get out of there.
In that hole he are. Has dug for the trespassers.
Oh, right. Oh, he has them the graves are pre-dug. There's a line of them with humps on top and then there's some empty ones.
Climb
over here.
In your hole, son.
Just do it. I'd rather be dead first. Could you just
yeah,
shoot me?
I don't. Yeah, I'm gonna make
like
you
to
carry me.
Buried alive.
Watch cases, tennis shoes. These are all gifts for dads for Father's Day. Grills, engraved cutting boards, watches, dart boards, watch cases, tennis shoes, swim trunks, golf bags, sunglasses. That's a good one. A good pair of sunglasses. Honestly, if you're anywhere where the sun is shining, you should be wearing sunglasses. Mm. Like California is absolutely a state that needs it.
Yep.
And if they're on the water,
yes,
like your dad,
mm-hmm.
that is sunburned eyes are a real thing and it happens anytime you're near the water on a sunny day. Personalized socks.
Oh.
All right.
Gentry left. Gentry right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They also looked at the top trending things to do for Father's Day: car shows, comedy shows, barbecues, buffets, amusement parks, go-karts, aquariums, beer tastings, brunch, and massages.
Guitar God concerts, Sweetwater, Mill Valley, 6 p.m. Father's Day. Meet you there.
Bring them.
Bring Dad.
A guy in Indianapolis got caught shoplifting from the Family Dollar store Monday morning, and initially he got away.
Okay.
I don't have any word on what he stole. It is Family Dollar.
Yeah. He stole 19 items, so $19 worth of stuff. Plus tax.
An employee named Jerome Stepp was not having it, though.
Oh. The employee decided to wade in.
This is my turf.
Okay.
And I protect the things in my store.
Mm.
Once the cops got there, he said, I'm going to look for this guy. So he left the store.
Oh, in the cop's hands.
And found the guy 15 minutes later, just a few blocks away. And he shot him.
He's very serious about this store protection thing.
Another employee was with Jerome when it happened. Police say it was his fiance. They both work at the store.
And so they went together. And
was to find the guy.
Was she like, here's your gun, baby.
Not on my watch. He fired two shots. The guy dropped the stolen merch when the second one hit him in the backside.
Oh.
It's not clear
that
what
makes
kind
running
of,
hard.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I would imagine if he got shot in the hiney, he was in the process of running.
Mm-hmm. It's like shooting a tire out right there.
It's not clear what kind of charges he's facing, the guy who stole the stuff. But Jerome's in really big trouble.
Yes.
Probably more trouble than the dude who stole some stuff from the Family Dollar store.
Ran. He's got a gun.
Forgot all about that. Bring that back. Bring back Randy's got a gun. I mean, I get that we don't have that many runaway from gun stories, but nice.
I've been
really
sitting
nice.
On it waiting for one.
Ran. He's got a gun.
He's got a gun.
I love them so much, and I just didn't even think of them for this story. Well done, Maddie.
Yeah. Those are
Maddie.
Australian twins who are the same person.
Yeah. You're on the show.
You are on the show.
Turns out, though, you can't just go around shooting people for shoplifting.
Yeah.
And he's in big trouble. He's facing two felony charges for aggravated battery and criminal recklessness. And at some point, he'll realize, what was I doing?
Yeah. Will he, though? Sometimes people are just that stupid.
No, I mean, well, you're right.
He was feeling righteous. I'm protecting my store.
I know, but then the store's going to fire him.
Yes.
They're going to fire him. And then he's going to realize, I tried to defend the stuff that you stocked the store with, and I find myself in jail?
Listen, young man, it was $19 worth of stuff. Let the guy run with it.
What are you doing?
Let the police handle
it. He's got a gun.
Yes.
Right. Ching. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things. What did that one say?
What are people talking about?
Well, I saw one something about Bob roasting me, but
I
moved.
Bob's good.
Yeah, Bob's a mean lady.
Yeah.
She goes like hard it. For you. It's like, whoa. All right. Take out a seat.
Look, I got some backup.
Oh, I told her her full name is Bobby Snark.
Yeah.
She can get snarky.
Oh, listen to this. 415 says, Travis Kelce was a better hockey player than football player.
Really?
No, that's just a texter. I don't know if that's true. I doubt it.
Maybe football just paid better.
Well, that's probably very
true.
Well,
you have to be a hockey fan to go, and so, you know.
Yeah, he played hockey growing up,
where did he grow up?
Oh, I don't.
Are they fully kids?
I make it not fun every time.
I'm not trying to make it not fun. I've just asked a stupid question. I'm sorry. I'm so curious.
Ohio.
Thank you.
Things freeze over in Ohio.
I love that it's supposed to rain during Trump's big parade. I don't know if that's going to happen, though. I don't do the weather in D.C. We liked Katy Perry until she was an AI judge, and then we saw her personality. She should just stick to singing and no talking ever.
Might be too late for that.
Well, I wondered if that was one of the issues or not.
Yeah, she was on it for a long time,
like 3 years, I thought. And made bank. Most of us
didn't have to do anything else.
Goodbye, everybody. Yeah.
I think that she's not that old, maybe 40 something, early 40s. And so I'm sure she feels like people want to remain relevant if they can. And she's still a musician. So she probably just wanted to.
You nailed it. She's exactly 40.
So I was thinking she had to actually be older than that. I was already trying to take my guess back.
I do think she had such a string of hits and was on such a roll. It wasn't one album or two. She'd had a string of hits on a string of, you know, top selling albums. I'm sure she felt like,
I'll just get back to that.
Yep. I'll walk right back into the studio. I'll drop a couple jewels on.
And I'll go on my own Eras tour.
Right. And then turns out not everybody can be.
She's doing I think the last I heard was she's going to do a residency in Vegas. Maybe we even gave some tickets away. Doesn't that sound right?
No, yeah. I thought you told us her residency didn't go well. Or was that J-Lo?
I think it was J-Lo. But I think J-Lo's also, maybe I ever mixed up with J-Lo.
So she did do a residency, and it was at that Resorts World Theater. And remember, the whole thing was that one company bid it up or something.
Yes.
It didn't go well.
Money.
I listened to you.
No, I don't listen to me.
Well, I listened
to
you.
It sold out. No, she did well.
But that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. I thought, so I must be thinking of the J-Lo residency that's about to happen or is happening. Thanks for knowing, though, Ben. Makes me feel special that you listened.
Bob, a Prince Albert is great, according to my wife and past exes. Mm. I feel naked without it now. Oh, that's a person with the Prince Albert.
Okay. I was reading this thing about those, and there's all kinds of different ways to do it. And there are reverse ones that go from the top, and they start much further up the
Yeah.
Highway.
That's enough.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you the name of it when we get off the air.
Oh, there's multiple different. Okay. I would never hurt my man area. Mm. Ever. Mm. If it's going to need time to heal, we're not doing that.
Yeah. It feels like I could snag on stuff too.
No, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I do want to be, I do want my customers to be.
You looking at that reverse?
Happy.
The reverse one I was
talking? No, I'm just shuddering at the thought of it.
Oh, yeah. Catching us.
Right. All right, all right.
Okay. Don't shudder. It's not allowed on this show.
What's coming up in the track?
Excellent celebrity cheating stories.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.